everyone. You are listening to Ashaholics, brought to you by JulieLand.com, and I am your wonderful host, Ash Hollywood, and...
Smart up.
Fuck you, dick. Okay, I get really excited about things, and I have to take a deep breath, and we're brought to you for the deepest... Could you shut up with your food over there, fatty?
Go ahead.
Crinkle. Shh. No, go ahead. Chew louder.
Introduce the girl here.
Okay, well, we're here from the deepest, darkest, dirtiest depths of your mind, and I brought with me today as my chaperone, Phoenix Ascani. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
I've known you for so long, and I swear, I thought I was fucking up your name this whole time.
I have to spell it for people that have known me for 3 years sometimes.
No, so. You have a really interesting name. How did you come up with it?
It's an X-Men reference. Refers to Jean Grey and the Phoenix Force.
I like it. And the Ascani part as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her daughter, Jean Grey, Phoenix, and Cyclops, Scott Summers, had a daughter named Rachel Summers. Yada, yada, yada. Alternative universe starts a clan called the Ascani Clan. Their motto is what is, which is what's tattooed behind my ear. And Ascani is Latin for outsider.
But you're really a fan of the Avengers and not the X-Men, right?
I would love to see the Avengers movie, but X-Men is definitely my
so all of you
or Fantastic Four.
All of you out there that now have superhero boners, welcome.
Exactly.
I have dreams about flying.
We're getting really nerdcore over here, and I love it. So you are currently an adult performer. How long have you been making people's fantasies come true?
I have been fucking people on the internet. I've been Phoenix since 2009.
Since 2009, that's a great start for you.
So it's been 4 years, but I was living in Chicago up until about a little over a year ago. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't really shooting as much. I was just kind of living my life and working at a bar and doing my own thing and just coming out here on porn occasions and shooting like for fun and whatever, you know?
I
moved out here and was like, oh, I do porn now. Cool.
Oh, fun. Did you start out with Burning Angel?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
My first 4 scenes were for burningangel.com.
And do you still work for them?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's awesome. So if you guys want to find any of her stuff, Burning Angel is the place to go. I know they do some pretty good, hard, filthy scenes, and they always seem to have really nice, filthy girls.
Do you do boy-girl?
I do.
Oh, okay.
My first scene was a POV with James Dean. And then
who's POV?
I told you if I wanted a cock, it's James Dean's cock because it's like just famous.
It's used.
I want famous, a famous dick. Famous
it's
dick.
Used.
Okay, it's like buying a rental car, but still.
Buying
it works.
A rental car.
It still works.
It's like buying a rental car in pretty good condition.
You know, maybe remodeled a little bit here and there.
Yeah, but it's like still pretty new. It's not very old.
So how long have you been doing Boy Girl?
Since the beginning, so all four years.
Oh, okay.
2009, yeah.
Okay.
So you've been in just a little bit longer than me. What is your take on this industry? I mean, you've been around long enough to kind of become jaded and bitter about it. Are you jaded and bitter yet?
I feel like a lot of girls, you know, it's well known that girls come in and out of this industry sometimes 2 years, sometimes much less. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in, they have their fun, they get their money, or they work too much, they get tired of it. Whatever reason, you know, what have you. I was actually telling Cody this earlier, I feel lucky that I was always just doing it for fun and because I could and I wanted to. And living in Chicago and coming out here back and forth, I experienced in maybe 3 years of shooting sporadically just for fun what a girl living in LA that signs to an agent right away experiences in a year or less.
Exactly.
Sometimes maybe even 6 months.
So you were branding yourself without even knowing it.
Exactly. And I had the time, you know, I was hosting Burning Angel related events and still signing at conventions. And most of all, I guess I wasn't being as much business minded in the beginning because I was always just about like being myself and having fun with it. And the thing I always, always say about my attitude toward performing hardcore scenes is that I will do it till it's no longer fun or safe for me.
Exactly.
When I, you know, it will always be a decision made for me and no one else.
I really like that. See, I kind of did the same thing as you. I was traveling when I first came out here, coming back and forth. And what I didn't realize at the time is that kind of makes you a little bit unavailable and a little bit more wanted, because people have to squeeze you in when you come here. And I always try to teach girls all the time about branding. And on that same subject, did you know, since we're kind of the last year of girls to come in that are really going to have any longevity, and there's so many of us that joined at the same time that are still no longer here.
It's like a high school class.
Exactly. And so, I mean, actually...
And now it's just... When oversaturated.
It is. And when we came in, the average life of a porn girl, if they were good, was about 2 years. You know, they would either fall out and not get shot anymore, or, you know, they would get like the boyfriend syndrome, or, you know, whatever it may be.
Or get married or get pregnant,
yeah,
or what have you.
Get married or get pregnant and just go back to school, whatever. And now, today, the longevity of a porn girl is actually 2 months. Can you believe that?
That...
Like, what are your thoughts on
that? Sounds about right.
Because you know that girls are coming in and they want to do everything, whether it be for fame, money, attention, sex, whatever they want. But like, how do you, if you met a new girl, what advice would you give her, really?
I was actually having
stay away from you
like this. Yes. I was having this conversation actually with someone not 1 or 2 days ago, and I said, you know, the most important thing anytime I meet a new girl and they start telling me like, oh, what do you like? You know, I met a new girl recently and she was like, oh, do you do boy girl? And I was like, yeah, you do anal DP? Yeah, you know, but I didn't do those right away. And she wasn't like going, you know, tell me everything. And I'm not one to necessarily hand out unsolicited advice. Mm-hmm. But she had that like unsure vibe. And I just turned to her and I was like, you know what? Never do anything you don't want to do, and always put yourself, your health, and your happiness first.
Right. My best advice that my mom gave me when I told her that I got into porn is make sure that you can sleep with yourself at night. And so yeah. I've made sure that every single step that I've taken in my career, I want to take.
Exactly. I never want to have someone coerce you into doing something you don't want to do.
Everything I do on camera, I'm willing to do.
You don't have to do
life.
Anything. It's up to you. You exactly. create your own boundaries and your own limits.
And that is the best advice I could ever give any girl. And actually, we have a podcast and a whole website called Porn Star Life Coach. And we would love to have you.
I have seen this. The
we
site.
Would love to
it's
have
great.
You contribute to it if you want, because I know you're. You
right
love
on.
Writing. And
I do.
So we were just talking about that earlier today. So what is probably like the most memorable thing that you've done in porn up to date? It could be an event. It could be a scene. You know, it could be anything. What are you proud of?
The most memorable?
Like, what are you proud of? What are you going to continue
to
tell
people?
It hasn't happened yet.
So many flashes.
It's going to happen in a couple weeks. It's with me.
So many flashes of awesome things that have happened are like streaming through my head.
Were they legal?
Yeah. I mean, I've just had some really, really awesome experiences. I mean, I would say some highlights. Definitely shooting for Burning Angel, because it's literally always a really good time on set. And even if they're not my scene partners, the people that are there, if it's a feature, are always like other friends of mine or whatever. I know the crew, I'm friends with artists, photographers, everyone. And it feels like a family and like a little community feel. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I always liked about shooting for them. And there are other companies that, you know, that have their own system like that, but it's always been special to me. And, we had a really, really funny day shooting a scene for a movie called Nerds a few months ago that was a DP scene I did with John Strong and Mr. Pete. And it was a really, really great, hot, hot, dirty scene. But what was even better was just doing the whole setup, as we were supposed to be on a chess team. And Mr. Pete's very distracted. And if anyone's ever seen Mr. Pete in a scene or worked with him and just kind of like knows how he is, it's very amusing. And John Strong is this really, you know, harsh Russian like chess coach that explains to him that he's an idiot and he's doing everything wrong. And Joanna just really knows how to write parts that are for me. She does like very, very funny, clever, exaggerated, ditzy versions of myself. It's fun because it's like bringing out my own personality, but also playing this like other, you know, this schoolgirl role where I'm like, it's okay, we can all learn chess together. And there's some silly references to
as you're being DP'd.
Yeah, totally, yeah. But the best part is probably when John Strong flips over the table with the chessboard on it. Honestly, like, at least, like, if you are one of those people that likes to fast forward through the intro, I don't entirely blame you, but when it comes to Burning Angel, you're guaranteed to laugh at least once. So just watch the first 5 minutes. I'm telling you, it's just, we have such a fun time shooting that shit. And that's almost what makes it the scene so much hotter, is it establishes more chemistry because, you know, from all the laughing, we've got endorphins swimming through us. So we're just that much more pent up.
No, the one thing I love about you is, well, you're a Midwest girl and I'm a Midwest girl too. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we kind of grew up with the same mentalities. But what also I really liked about you from the beginning is you are you when I speak to you. I mean, even when it's in a work environment or if it's out at a comedy show and we're bullshitting. Mm-hmm. Now, is that something that you do just because you only know how to be yourself? Or, you know, like, do you have any opinions on these girls that once the camera's on them and they change into a completely different person? You know, to me, that's kind of an annoyance because I want to know that person.
Yeah.
But like I said, you've never done that with me. Like, is that something that you intended?
I get what you mean.
I feel like maybe it's because you're comfortable with yourself. You're very comfortable with yourself.
Yeah, I think that I like being as real as fucking possible. And I think that that's not even intentionally what my fans have come to like love about me, is that I will post a picture with no makeup on with my tongue sticking out and like one eye closed. And it's like my signature face. I call it one eyeing it. But like, especially if I'm like really stoned or something, it's just like, hey. But, I like being, you know, showing them my goofy side and that I'm just, I like humanizing this
you don't
this
take
idea
yourself
of porn.
Seriously.
I respect myself enough not to take myself seriously.
Good for you. I like that. Thank you.
But at the same time, you know, I don't think that the girls who brand themselves as a character are necessarily doing something wrong. They're just doing something different.
Right.
And, but though I do, I frankly feel sorry for the girl that can't turn it off.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for the girl, especially when it comes to like DOMs and things like that. I've had this conversation with other people in the fetish world recently. A DOM that can never turn it off and not realize that it's like a safe, comfortable playtime and just can't ever step out of that mindset. Mm-hmm. It's like when I'm performing a scene, I have like a switch. It turns on and off. I'm working and there could be chemistry there and I can have a great connection with the person in the scene, but like, I'm not like in love with them. I'm not spooning them. They're not my number. We're not kicking it, whatever. Like, but we can have great chemistry for half an hour, mm-hmm. and you can see that chemistry explode in my face.
It's like a one-night stand, but not really.
Exactly.
I always think I have to laugh at myself a little every single time I'm shooting because, you know, we'll be taking pictures. And pictures are the most awkward thing
shoot
during a scene, especially if they're, like, kissing pictures or sex still.
Yeah, hold your tongue out like that. Okay, just a little bit.
I know, you're trying to make a sexy face, but at the same time, you're not trying to, like, make your real sex faces because roller coaster faces and sex faces are the most unattractive thing in the world. But I always find it funny when...
Roller coaster faces.
I always find it funny when, you know, you're in the middle of a scene and you have to cut and, you know, there might still be, you know, some sexual stuff going on, but all of a sudden it's quiet and they go, okay, are you guys ready? Action. And all of a sudden it's all over again when you were just making no noise. And so people don't realize that we are performers.
And then it's so stop and go. And especially in my, when that's come to be something that's crossed my personal life, I try to relay that. Like, you don't understand how it's like, just because, like, there might be chemistry there, and like I said, and hopefully, in the scene, so that it's a great performance, but that's what it is. It's a performance.
But the question
I'm
is
filling out paperwork, shaking your hand, looking at your test, and then our genitals are having a fucking handshake for the entertainment.
But how much
of
would you say,
people.
How much in that, when you're doing that scene, how much percentage wise, both of you girls, is a how much percentage is performance and how much is actually real?
I'm thinking about how hard I want to come, but I'm also thinking, am I arching my back right now?
Yeah, you know, I think the same thing, especially when I started trying to step behind the camera and I started trying to direct things and film things or, you know, just be a better performer. I'm thinking about, okay, what angle is the camera at with my body? And I know the lighting is shit, but how can I make it look better on me? Yeah. How can I make this transition look really
staying
smooth?
Open.
Like, my personal game that I like to play is to make my scenes a one-take wonder, and I try
to get
not
everything
to cut.
Right.
I try to make
and
it all
just
go
film
smoothly
it straight through.
Because the chemistry is
I love
better
shooting
that way.
Straight through.
And you can go home.
And yeah, and I can go home faster. Right?
And then you don't have to worry about editing.
And then I don't have to worry about getting home from traffic because honestly, that's also what's on my brain. I'm like, fuck, am I going to get done with the scene and be stuck in traffic for 2 hours?
That's why I always say to everybody.
Yeah, that's what we're all crew and cast is always thinking.
I always say to everybody, like, you know what you're doing. I know what I'm doing. So let's just get it done and go home and do what we really want to do.
And that's why I get so mad that all these new girls are coming in lowballing me on the price, but they're costing directors twice as much time.
And they're high maintenance.
When you could hire me for twice as much and their be there half sucks. The time. Yeah.
They don't have wardrobe.
And hire the fucking veterans. We know what we're doing. People love us already, but you know,
the company's just got to keep pumping out new girl after new girl after new girl to keep the variety there. But it's like getting to this point where, I mean, part of me is like, oh, that's good because it humanizes porn because any girl can have makeup on and do porn. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell myself that and like justify it. I'm
There's
like,
no
oh,
way
that's
to
great.
Rationalize
that's
it.
I keep trying to be like, oh, that's so wonderful. And then I'm like, no, because porn is supposed to be people that like, work like we if you do become popular and maintain you know a following over so many years or whatever, it's like you worked for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And on top
I'm
of that
special.
We also want to be jerking off to people that are like fuckable.
We have
you
literally
know?
Worked our asses off.
And just because you can take your clothes off and put some makeup on, you shouldn't necessarily be shooting pornography.
Well, just because my rule is just because you can suck cock and fuck and do all that shit doesn't mean you know shit
if
about sex.
If you have
sex.
A mouth and
you don't
a
know
hole,
shit about sex. The whole, that's
the
why
problem.
It's been that. But that's the problem is that there's so many girls now. There's so many girls now, majority of them
but the
shouldn't even be in porn.
Is that exactly the girls?
The girls
coming in can't fuck. They're cold.
No.
They have
you know,
no experience. They have no confidence.
And you
know
want to know
learned?
What I want to tell these new
and
girls?
They where they learned how to fuck is by watching porn.
Exactly. What do you want to tell these new girls?
Please
tell me.
Actually, I was going to go off exactly what he said, solely because I was a Burning Angel member, paying member before I tried out for the site, because I wanted to know exactly.
Oh my God, you paid for porn. I love
I
you so
paid
much
for
more.
Porn.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
It's a first.
I don't. I high five a girl who watches porn because. Don't think that that's exactly how it, you know what I mean? Like it there can be misconceptions there or whatever, because you're not seeing everything else going on. But at the same time, girls start doing porn that have like never, I've met them. They've never watched porn or they never watched right. porn. And I'm like, so did you know what you were signing up for?
Yeah.
Like, I wish there could be like a fucking come on a set and just be their day, especially okay. If you for
like
the girls that don't, for the girls that don't live in LA, you know what I mean. If these companies are flying these girls out, and then these girls freak out, or they look like a deer in headlights in their first set and in their first shoot, and they look so fucking uncomfortable, it's like you feel sorry for them. No one wants to jerk off to a girl that's sad and thinking about how bad she needs money to turn her phone back on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that sucks. It's
really
a bummer,
does.
And I hate to say it because the economy sucks, but it's like I want to see a girl that wants to have fun, and yeah, it's awesome that you know.
And if she doesn't.
Safely fuck and then get paid to do it.
Right.
But like
but
you have to want to be there.
Right. But if she doesn't want to, she better be a damn good actress and act like she wants
exactly.
to be there. Like I always say to everybody, pretend like you like the person. Act like
you have to remember
act
you,
like you like them.
You are getting you're not just getting paid to lay there and yeah. someone you know, like I got so offended when I heard a performer that used to do boy girl doesn't anymore. I overheard her on a set say, any girl can just lay there and get fucked. Any girl can do this. And I'm like, this is coming from a former boy girl. I'm looking at her and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me
it's
right
more
now?
Than that. You can't
if a girl does
finish.
That, I'm gonna be the worst fucking performer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you can't fuck or at least act like you're trying, mm-hmm. like, that's, oh, that gives me like an aneurysm.
Exactly. Like, well, my lovely redheaded vixen, where can people find you? I'm definitely going to have you back because we have so much more to talk about. But in the meantime, if anybody has questions, comments, or just wants to say how awesome you were on this show, where can we find you?
Well, considering social media is my boyfriend, you can find me on Tumblr, Instagram, and especially Twitter, which everything is forwarded to anyway, so you might as well go there. It's PHOENIXASKANI. And on basically any website, it'll be the same.
That's awesome. Okay, and I am Ash Hollywood. You can find me on Twitter at Ash Hollywood, or of course at my home, ashgirl.com, brought to you by Richard Avery at julieland.com.